Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, welcome to Redmen TV and welcome to Daily News. I am Ross Chanley, this is Steve Hoare, and we're here to bring you the latest Liverpool news and rumours. Before we do carry on, as you know, we're sponsored by the lovely people at Unibet. So if you want more transfer blogs, transfer news, if you want to try and keep up with what happened yesterday because it all kicked off for some reason, go over there. We'll put the link in the description. If you're watching live, Tom will put the link in now. Yeah, thanks, Tom. And go and catch up with all that after you've watched this, of course. Lots of stuff happened for Liverpool yesterday, Steve, as well. The big one being Harry Wilson joined Bournemouth on loan. Bit of a mad one for me because all the rumours were last week that Liverpool were reluctant to sell, and as they did, it'd be £20-25 million. They didn't want to loan him. And then it occurs yesterday that they've loaned him out.
I don't know where this information comes from, what who's doing what, who's leaking what or whatever, but again, it was kind of one of those. It's been everything Liverpool rated recently has been very fast-paced, so if you think of it, but no, Mignolet, all of a sudden he's on a plane to Belgium and he's gone. And this was kind of the same. It was like, oh, Liverpool didn't talk to let loan Harry Wilson out. It was very, very fast. I don't know if that's Liverpool keeping things secret or just decisions being made and changed. It makes perfect sense for every party. It makes sense for Liverpool to go and let their player go and play Premier League football for the season. It helps Bournemouth, who have lost one of their key attackers for a long period of the season. Obviously, Brooks is injured. And it helps Harry Wilson go and play Premier League. He's already shown he can do well in the Championship. What's the next step up? It's go and play for a lower half of the Premier League team. And that's what he's going to go and do. And I imagine he'll do well because he's a good player. And I think the interesting bit was that Liverpool had no intention of any sell-on clauses or options to buy or anything. It genuinely, when I see Liverpool players go out on loan, I always think it's a precursor to them just leaving. Yeah. It's a loan and then they're going to go. For the first time, I'm starting to think maybe it's not that with Harry Wilson. Maybe it is simply a case of, we think you're good, we've seen you do it in the Championship, we want to see you do it in the Premier League, and we can judge you there. And then, if he does well, he either gets a good move and Liverpool get a good fee for him, or he becomes a part of Liverpool's squad. So I think it's win-win for everyone. It's a big opportunity for him, and it's a really good move for Liverpool.
The actual deal itself he touched on then is like, you know, it's a loan deal, Liverpool going to get him back, and there's actually a fee in there as well, which on face looks like good business, but some of the reaction yesterday was, why are we letting him go? Because some people wanted him to play on Sunday, some people made big shouts for him to start on Friday against Norwich, and like selling yourself short, and someone else that's on the move as well will come to shortly. Does this signal to you that someone else might be coming in? Liverpool might have left themselves short. You know, Marnie's trying to get himself back up to speed. Origi's pushed out left wide isn't ideal. Yeah. I don't think he's at his best there. You know, is that an opportunity screaming, go and get someone else? And Liverpool wouldn't have sanctioned this on the back of that.
I don't think so. You know what it is? I think it is this rule now where you can't sign players once the season started. I think it's good in some ways in that it keeps you settled. I think it's bad if you're trying to let players go out, because Liverpool ideally could have kept Harry Wilson for 3 weeks, waited for Sadio Mane to be fully fit back in the fold, and then let him go.
Yeah,
you know, we've seen them do that in the past. You might see someone get one or two games at the start of a season and then leave, but because this new rule, you're not allowed to do that. So I think genuinely, I don't think he was going to play much anyway. So I'm not sure if they are short. I think they've just decided, well, it's now or never. Mm-hmm. Let's get him to a good team who are going to play good football. Because if you did wait a bit, you know, if you wait until next week and you know the Championship loan window still open, it does Harry Wilson no favours to go back to the Championship again, does it?
He needs to go to the next level, doesn't he? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below, whether you're happy with Harry Wilson going, if it's a good move for him, and if you want to see someone else come in, which we'll come on to later on. Someone else, Steve, who's made a move is Taiwo Iwuanyi, who's joined Mainz on loan until the end of the season, subject to a completed medical. He's been in and out a few times, so he initially joined the Reds 2015 in August, started for Nigeria. I think there's quite a lot of hopes for him, but he's obviously had successive loan stints at quite a lot of clubs, and he's gone back out Mainz. Obviously, Klopp, he's going to play there. This is, again, like you just mentioned there, restricted game time. Go out on loan again and go and prove what you can.
Yeah, see, this one, to me, seems more like the first type of loan I mentioned. I'd be amazed if he ever plays. I'll be honest, if he plays. I hope I'm wrong. I hope he turns out to be the best striker in the world, obviously. It just seems like Liverpool, it's constant loan, and the teams he's gone to have gotten better. And yeah. I know he's had work permit issues and stuff, hasn't he? I think that's all been included, I think. But
I mean, Mainz is definitely a step up from Frankfurt.
NEC, yeah. So he's been in Holland, he's been in Belgium.
Where's that?
God knows. It could be absolutely anywhere, couldn't it? I just think he's 21. We haven't really seen anything of him. I don't know. I might be wrong. It might be nice, but I've only seen clips of him, you know, doing roundups for my other job in terms of how he's done. Everywhere he's gone, they seem to like them.
Yeah.
You know, I think he was disappointed himself in that. He didn't get AFCON copyright and saying a while ago. So maybe I'm different. But you know, he's 21. He's going to come back 22. Without ever really doing anything for Liverpool, I think it might be one word.
It's hard to break in at that age.
Yeah, it might just be a shop window job before him.
Someone else who might be on the move called James Pearce. Ryan Kent could leave before the deadline, but not available for loan. Liverpool close to £10 million. The winger's attracted interest from Leeds, among others. If a suitable offer is not tabled, the Reds intend to keep him for the rest of the season ahead. I know Rangers were interested in him, but they couldn't stump up the cash for him. Leeds, it sounds like a good move for him, and he's another one where I can't touch on. I don't think people were screaming for much as Wilson in the team, but having that body available and having the depth in the side, or having the option there for maybe even cup games of Ryan Kent, because he's an exciting prospect. He does the same thing. Every time he goes to that Tranmere game in pre-season, he comes back, he's bulked up, he's ready, he's fast, and you think, oh yeah, he's ready. But I mean, £10 million, if you can get that for him, to me, that's a good deal.
Sometimes it depends. You can be selfish and just keep as many players as you want on the books. I think at some point Liverpool are going to be fair to Ryan Kent as well. He needs to make a career for himself, and that's probably why they're not going to let him loan. I think they've said, listen, it's about time that you go out and you go and make yourself a career. And I imagine someone in the Championship wouldn't mind paying £10 million for him.
Yeah.
Whether Leeds have got that amount of money, I don't know. I know they've just sold Kemar Roofe, so maybe they have got some funds there. But you know, I spoke to a couple of Rangers fans again through my other job, and they were happy with him. They said he's inconsistent, but he's a match winner. And in the Championship, I imagine he would do well. But
he got the young player of the season at Rangers last season.
Yeah,
didn't he?
And he scored some big goals. You know, I remember him scoring against Celtic, and he played well in big games. I actually went up to Ibrox myself and watched him play, and he was probably the best player.
Yeah.
I think that's not saying much there. I don't know. Yeah, maybe not. I just think the Liverpool ship sailed for Ryan Kent, and I think it's right that he goes. I'll be honest, I feel sorry for him if he has to stay around, and he's not going to kick a ball, is he? He'll be playing under 23s football, which won't do any better for fun, because he's far too good for that level. I think he'll go. I hope he goes, to be honest. I hope he does well somewhere else. I think he probably deserves it. Now, he's been around, like I say, we've turned up to that family for only 4 or 5 years, and it's always Ryan Kent, and he always plays well, and then he never plays, or he gets a loan. I think he deserves the chance to go and build a career. If I was Liverpool, I'd have a selling clause on him.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't be surprised if he turns out to be, you know.
Or a buyback clause.
A buyback clause, rather. If he turns out in a few years to be a really good player. So I think he will go. I think he'll go for around that amount of money. But I do think Liverpool might throw a little clause in there.
Okay, again, let us know your thoughts on Ryan Kent. If you had any comments or questions, get me now. We'll come to them at the end of the show. Before we do carry on, I have to tell you, me and Paul have written a book, and it's dead good. The reaction to it has been incredible. Actually blown away by how many we sold in the past couple of days, and the feedback has been incredible. So if you want one of them, I'll get Tom to put another link in the description, and if you want to do it in a live chat now, Tom, it's bit.ly/redbenbook, capital R, capital B.
I had no idea that you were going to do this.
I'll put it in at the end. It's fine. But if you want one of them, there's limited copies, so be quick if you want one. If you're not, it's available on iTunes and Kindle from Friday. Another story, Steve.
Well done. Smooth.
I know, Klopp watches Friends. I don't know if you've seen this. It's over on Redmen Twitter. It's not even transfer news. I know you're not here for that, but I just thought it was dead funny. But behind it, he's actually talking about how he learned English, how he comes to interact with players a bit easier, and he used Friends as a stepping stone because it was an easy language. I thought it was dead interesting. And he does a Boss Joey impression in it as well. So it's on the Redmen Twitter account. You don't care, do you?
I mean, great for him. Okay. I mean, if you want to go and watch substandard comedies, you're going to go fill your boots.
What do you recommend you go for? Family Guy?
I mean, imagine if you did watch Family Guy, I mean, the team talks would be very different, wouldn't they? You know what, he comes across a little bit like someone who could be in Friends, Jürgen. A little bit cheesy sometimes, a little bit over the top. I could see a little bit in, I can see a bit of that in, yeah.
Okay, let's move on. As I said earlier, yesterday just kicked off in terms of transfer news, and Steve, this is part of your job, you're all over this for various clubs. One of the things that came out yesterday, obviously bullshit, was Fabinho. Madrid put an offer for Fabinho, which was quickly dismissed by Rebecca Tavares. We all love you, just went for a...
Good source, to be fair.
She knows what's going on, doesn't she? You know, the office Ron Eyes gift, and it's just like... What happens with this, Steve?
It's somewhat random journalist or whatever links two big clubs together, gets a name out there, gets clicks for his website, I think.
I mean, Madrid even in for a defensive midfielder. Surely the Welsh stocked of...
It's bizarre. I think basically sometimes, like, people don't do themselves any favours or their profession any favours or anything. And this was just one... It was obvious, like, if you're going to make a rumour to try and get clicks, first of all, shame on you, you know what I mean? You can all get wrong information sometimes, and you might write a story that's wrong.
Oh, so you're going to click, get the story right?
No, but not that. I mean, if you've got genuine information that you think's a good story, by all means, put out there. And if it's wrong, fair enough.
Okay.
There was absolutely no reason for this fella to think that in any shape or form that Fabinho would go, that Liverpool would sell, or even that Real Madrid might want him.
Yeah.
I mean, they should want him because he's dead good. Yeah. But there's nothing in this. I think it was a... It was one of those things that just makes you roll your eyes, and I mean, Rebecca Tavares got it right, didn't she? She literally used the roll eyes.
It was half an hour at least before it got dismissed. And he's like, the problem with it is, and I found this, obviously, and you as well, you're on social media all the time, the amount of people that fall for it and go, oh yeah, it's like someone said this on Twitter. It's like, just calm down.
Anyone can say anything.
Until poor Joyce drops a bomb, just don't worry about it, final one, Shaqiri. James Pearce has done a nice little piece on The Athletic.
Are you allowed to give this away?
He's just joined. We've got a subscription. He's basically saying, you know, Shaqiri's found himself under fire before he put a little shirt on. And I don't think he played as much as some fans would have liked him to. But the piece is basically saying, you know, he's endeared himself to the players, he's improved. And basically Klopp's come out and said, you know, he's got a bigger role this season to play. And that might be the case of that's why Wilson's gone out, that's why Ryan Kent's possibly going. You'd expect Shaqiri to kind of be top of that pecking order behind Origi and Mane.
Yeah, he's almost a forgotten man at times, isn't he, Sheridan Shaqiri? Moving from Stoke to Liverpool isn't easy. You know, I think sometimes we can all get blinded because you can go and buy a player for X amount and he can come in and just blow it away. So yeah. Sadio Mane and Mo Salah are two, for example, who just walked in, Virgil van Dijk, and from day one they were just the best players. That isn't always the case. It can take players time to settle as well. And at times, I remember Jürgen Klopp referencing, you know, they had to find a way to get Shaqiri in, because the way we were playing wasn't automatically suited to him. It isn't what he was used to doing.
Is his defensive work behind the
goal? Yeah, yeah. You know, he isn't used to doing this, and this. And that's fair enough. You know, he's come from Stoke where he was asked to do one job. It's a massive change. I think it's hard to judge a player and just after 1 year go, you're absolutely useless.
Yeah.
He's clearly very talented. He's clearly, you know, he backs himself, which I like. I think he'll play a lot more, actually. I think we need to play them more. I think him and Origi, or whoever is on the wing, they won't start many games because Salah and Mane do.
Yeah.
But I do think sometimes, like, Jürgen needs to look after those lads a little bit more. So, you know, bringing them off after an hour, right? You know, I get that they both want this golden boot and they love scoring. And Mo Salah, you can take him off in the 89th minute and he'll get an absolute piss on. I understand all that. But I think you need to look after them a little bit, maybe. And, all, you know, they've had no summer. They've had no break. You might need to be careful. I think Shaqiri's a very good player.
Yeah, the domestic cup's another big one for me. That's the extra game time, which he did not have for the past 2-3 seasons.
I think he's a really talented player. The difference is when you put him in, what you do kind of changes because he doesn't offer you the electric pace that the other two wide players do. But sometimes you've got to adapt. You know what I mean? It's not as easy as just saying we've got a squad, and if you take him out and put him in, everything stays the same.
Yeah,
that's dead hard. So I think I think he's a really good option.
Cool. Last one, we'll fire through this dead quickly. A part of the rumour mill that kicked off yesterday, Coutinho got linked to Arsenal, and then that was no. Then he got linked to someone else, and then he got linked to Spurs, and that was
Liverpool Arsenal.
That was all no. I think Man United got linked to yesterday as well. It seems to have turned them all down, and he's kind of getting fueled rumours like, you know, some people going to say, why are we letting Coutinho go to all these clubs? And it seems like an opportunity, in my opinion. I don't want to start the Coutinho thing again, but I will, because it's a topic of conversation of, you know, Liverpool apparently don't have the funds to go in for a big money signing. A loan deal to me, maybe with an option to buy, would make some sort of sense.
Don't
spend your money this summer, but if he's got his eye on someone else in a year's time, maybe that's not why they're doing it.
For some reason, in the eyes of some, Philippe Coutinho has become a bad footballer.
Yeah.
Philippe Coutinho's a really, really, really good footballer. And, you know, there's talk of Eriksen being on the move, Dybala being on the move, Bruno Fernandes being on the move. He might be better than all of them. You know, he hasn't had a good season, but he might be better than him in terms of actual talent. Listen, if Liverpool could, I think Liverpool should be doing. I think if he's sitting like this with his phone, waiting for a number with 0151. You know, he's waiting for Jurgen Klopp's number, he'd be desperate to come back. I would do it in a heartbeat. I can see why others wouldn't. You know, I do think he might have burned a few bridges with the manager as well. I think Jurgen, you know, he likes this to get up, yeah, basically. So I'd do it. I imagine, again, we'll find out tomorrow where and what he goes. The other thing is, if we got him, he could stop a rival getting him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's one thing to think of as well. He's a top player. Don't let what happened at Barca fool you. Even then, he'd done all right. His numbers were good. He was our best player, I think, before he went. If Liverpool could do anything to get him back, especially on a loan deal, I think I would definitely do it. But I don't think they will.
Let us know in the comments below. Let's get into some comments, actually, Tom.
Just want to kick it off. Cameron Bell says, Stee's looking like a Martin Skrtel and Adam Lallana love child today. At least the two footballers.
Is that a good thing?
I take that as a good thing.
Is it the beer for Lallana and the ball for Skrtel?
I think so.
I mean, he could have got me Konchesky, so I'll take that as a compliment.
No, listen, I think I've met Adam Lallana. He is gorgeous. So yeah, I'll take that. Thanks, cool. Mate. Cheers.
I can call Shaqiri.
Oh, Clavan's
the one. Yeah. Every time we do.
Any questions?
Stronger Civilian says, talking about Harry Wilson, his season in Bournemouth will determine if he's good enough or ready for the Premier League. Just kind of echoing what you said.
Yeah, there. Exactly what you said today. It's the next level, the next progression. You know, was he at Hull as well? He did relatively well there. Derby, yeah. Good. This seems like the next step. And I think it's also important the way that Bournemouth play football. So Bournemouth play attacking football and, you know, players on the wing and stuff. That's another integral part, and if he can't make it here, I like to think that he will do, because we've got Wilson, Josh King up there as well.
They've got good players. David Brooks when he comes back, Ryan Fraser if he stays. They're a good team. Eddie Howe has them playing well. Listen,
do you think Bournemouth have got any other phone numbers apart from Liverpool? Wilson.
I think, to be honest, right, it makes sense, because they're a team who likes to play footy. They know if they buy Liverpool players, they're buying lads who have been taught how to play footy.
Yeah.
It's just, I think I agree with the comments, is that either, unless he absolutely bombs, he's either we've got a Liverpool player for next season, or his value is worth X amount. You know, if he scores 10 Premier League goals, that is like 25 million quid, just guaranteed straight away off someone, probably them.
Yeah.
They'll come back next year and throw another 20 on the table. So, yeah, I think it's a really big season for him. And I'll tip him to do well. I think he'll do well.
Cool. One more, Tom.
A lot of comments, obviously, about signings and the lack of them, and a lot of people with different opinions. I've just picked out one. I'm interested to know your thoughts on it. Johnny Walker says, FSG saw what Spurs did last season and probably feels we can do the same again, but better.
You know what? It's dead hard, because I don't know whose decision it was. Has someone told Jurgen he can't spend? Has Jurgen decided he doesn't want to spend? Is there a certain one or two targets who they're after? And they can't get them, so they're going to wait, because we've seen them do that as well. I think it's really hard. Whatever your camp is, you'll be in that one. So if you think it's FSG's fault, you'll just blame FSG. If you think it's Jurgen, you'll blame Jurgen. I just don't think we've got enough information to know. I think Liverpool should have signed the forward. I still think between now and Thursday they should do, but I don't think they will. I don't know. I think if Jurgen wanted someone like desperately, I think FSG would let him. Yeah. I think they, you know, you don't give him. They've done everything for him. They've you know, they're building a new training ground just because he wanted it. They've thrown record fees on a goalie, on a centre back. They've let him pretty much do anything he wants with the club. For them to say no, mate, you're sound.
Yeah.
I don't know. I find that hard to believe. I imagine there's a budget, and Jurgen's looked around what options are there for that budget, and it may be gone. Well, who can I get?
Yeah.
And I think he said it himself.
That's what we've seen it with him though, isn't it? When he's the Van Dijk and Alisson.
He'll
wait. Like, I want them, or I don't want anyone else.
Yeah, I think. And
but I get the frustration of people going, like, I want a forward as well to come on, because I don't think I'll put your shoe on. Origi left wing is not the same. I want someone to come in that can just come in, and just the drop off is as little as possible for a Mane or a Mo. And we came so close to winning the title last season. You know, City spent money, okay, United spent money, Tottenham spent money, and people are seeing that and going, like, we need to kind of bridge that gap. We could take it to the next level. A forward would do that for us. And we've been here before, of getting so close to winning the title, not capitalising on it. We're champions of Europe. That's like enough of a conversation to me to go, we're champions of Europe, come play for us now.
Yeah,
and football moves quickly, and then the next thing, we'll miss out on it again. And that's what people are worried about.
The flip side is, don't think that Liverpool aren't good. Liverpool are really...
No.
If you're watching this and thinking we're doomed if we don't sign, well, that's nonsense. We will be the second favourites for the league. I think we're the favourites for the Champions League, because we're the best team in Europe, over two legs. that won't change. What changes is, you know, you are relying on certain players to stay fit a long time. And that is a gamble, and I think they are taking a bit of a gamble on it, but that's where we are. I think, again, I don't think Jürgen would have it. I think somehow we'd find out if he was getting told, you know, there's no absolute money. I know he's mentioned before, you know, we've got bills to pay and stuff, but I think if Jürgen was unhappy, I think we'd know, because I think that'd get out either via him or via someone. So it's really hard. Like, and with all the comments, I don't think the world's ending, by the way, but I do think we should sign someone. It's just maybe they've looked at the market and thought, here's what we've got, here's the money we've got, we can't get anyone for that price. We'll go with what we've got. We'll trust Shaqiri. Yeah, we'll trust what we've got.
Right, then, there we go. That's today's news. The window closes tomorrow.
Yes.
So hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll have some better news for you tomorrow. Liverpool might have actually signed someone, because we all want someone, don't we? But yeah, thank you very much. Steve, don't forget, go and check out the Unibet blogs. Really good writer over there. Gareth Roberts from the Anfield Raptors, some lovely stuff over there. I've written a few pieces myself, and I've got another one coming out tomorrow or today at some point. So go and check that out, and we'll see you tomorrow. Ta ra.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.